Only last week, Tim Shepard had cracked three of Dally's ribs. But Dally and Tim Shepard had always been buddies. No matter how they fought, they were two of a kind, and they knew it. Dally was grinning at me.
Kid, you scared the devil out of me the other day. I thought I'd killed you.
Me? I said, puzzled. Why?
When you jumped out of the church, I meant to hit you just hard enough to knock you down and put out the fire. But when you dropped like a ton of lead, I thought I'd aim too high and broke your neck.
He thought for a minute.
I'm glad I didn't, though.
I'll bet, I said with a grin. I'd never liked Dally. But then, for the first time, I felt like he was my buddy. And all because he was glad he hadn't killed me. Dally looked out the window. He sounded very casual.
How's the kid?
We just left him,
Two-Bit said, and I could tell that he was debating whether to tell Dally the truth or not.
I don't know about stuff like this, but, well, he seemed pretty bad to me. He passed out cold before we left him.
Dally's jawline went white as he swore between clenched teeth.
Two-Bit, you still got that fancy black-handled switch?
Yeah.
Give it here.
Two-Bit reached into his back pocket for his prized possession. It was a jet-handled switchblade, 10 inches long, that would flash open at a mere breath. It was the reward of 2 hours of walking aimlessly around a hardware store to divert suspicion. He kept it razor sharp. As far as I knew, he had never pulled it on anyone. He used his plain pocket knife when he needed a blade, but it was his showpiece, his pride and joy. Every time he ran into a new hood, he pulled it out and showed off with it. Dally knew how much that knife meant to Two-Bit, and if he needed a blade bad enough to ask for it, well, he needed a blade. That was all there was to it. Two-Bit handed it over to Dally without a moment's hesitation.
We gotta win that fight tonight,
Dally said. His voice was hard. We gotta get even with Associus. For Johnny. He put the switch under his pillow and lay back, staring at the ceiling. We left. We knew better than to talk to Dally when his eyes were blazing and he was in a mood like that. We decided to catch a bus home. I just didn't feel much like walking or trying to hitch a ride. Two-Bit left me sitting on the bench at the bus stop while he went to a gas station to buy some cigarettes. I was kind of sick to my stomach and sort of groggy. I was nearly asleep when I felt someone's hand on my forehead. I almost jumped out of my skin. Two-Bit was looking down at me worriedly.
You feel okay? You're awful hot.
I'm all right, I said, and when he looked at me as if he didn't believe me, I got a little panicky. Don't tell Dary, okay? Come on, Two-Bit, be a buddy. I'll be well by tonight. I'll take a bunch of aspirins.
All right, Two-Bit said reluctantly. But Dary'll kill me if you're really sick and go ahead and fight anyway.
I'm okay, I said, getting a little angry. And if you keep your mouth shut, Dary won't know a thing.
You know something?
Two-Bit said as we were riding home on the bus.
You'd think you could get away with murder living with your big brother and all. But Dary's stricter with you than your folks were, ain't he?
Yeah, I said. But they'd raised 2 boys before me. Dary hasn't.
You know, the only thing that keeps Dary from being a soch is us.
I know, I said. I had known it for a long time. In spite of not having much money, the only reason Dary couldn't be a soch was us. The gang, me and Soda. Dary was too smart to be a greaser. I don't know how I knew, I just did. And I was kind of sorry.